In today's Mishnah, we're in the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the tenth Perek Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about individuals that have no chelek, have no share, no olam haba in the world to come. So Mishnah begins: Anshei Eir Nidachat, the people of the Eir Nidachat, who this is a city of idol worshippers, who we already mentioned have the punishment of Hereg, that are killed by the sword. Say Ein Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, they don't have a share in the world to come. Shneimar, as it says, Yatzu Anshei Anashim Bnei Vliya Al Mikir Becha, the people from these base fellows going from among you, V'Yadichu Et Yoshvei Iram, and they draw the people of their city away, meaning they bring them to do idol worship. So how do we know from this pasuk they have no chelek lam haba? There's different explanations. One is that because the Torah describes them as bli ya'al, meaning bli, not olim, so they don't ole, b'tichat ha-meitim. And another understanding is because yetzu mikirbecha, they go out from amongst you. So that's understanding the different understandings, exactly how we learn this from in terms of Anshei Eir Nidachat. However, having mentioned Eir Nidachat, we've mentioned it twice already in this Masechta, we now elaborate on the laws of it. It says, Ve'inu Neheragin, meaning the din that applies to the Anshei Eir Nidachat, that the people of this city, that they'll get the individuals engaged in idol worship will get the punishment of Saif, will get killed by the sword, and other laws that apply to Eir Nidachat, of which we'll learn about, that is that's to be that the people that drew them to idol worshippers had to be from that same city itself. Because it says, V'adichu et Yoshvei Iram, meaning their city, the people that brought them to this Avodah Zarah, drew them away to Avodah Zarah, they did so to their own city. Umato Sheva, that's to be from the same tribe as well, because it's Mirkir Becha. And it says, V'adchi Udach Ruba, meaning the city is only defined as Eir Nidachat, as long as the majority of the city were drawn to this idol worship. It has to be a majority. V'adchi Adichum Anashim, meaning the people, the Medicheha, meaning the people that encouraged and drove these people to idol worship, were the males. But not Hidichu Anashim Aktanim, or Chiyodumuchat, if it was Ktanim minors or women that were the driving force here, or Shehud Dach Mu'at, or only a minority of the city were drawn towards it, or Shihum Medicheha Chutzala, or the people that brought them to do this idol worship were not from the same city, then Harayelu Kiyichidim, then each individual who engage in idol worship will be treated as individuals. The city will not be defined as Eir Nidachat, and each individual will have to be tried on their own, and therefore as an individual person who worship Avodah Zarah, and that could potentially to receive the punishment of skila, stoning, as which we've already learnt. And since each individual now is treated whether or not they're treated as individuals, or whether they are as in a complete city of, a majority is engaged in idol worship, and the city will be defined as Eir Nidachat, then we'd have to have two witnesses and a warning for each person who is going to engage in it. What's interesting then is what we find is that if they've worked out the try one at a time and they get to the majority, then as we said, they have to go to the Beit in Hagadol, Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, to now give the city a status of Eir Nidachat. So Zechom Rabbi Chidim B'Merubim. We find that if an individual engaged in idol worship, it's more humble, more extreme than in some respects, than if a city was engaged. Why? Because we say that an individual get a punishment of skila, of something which is more extreme, which we've already learned together. Therefore, lefichach mamonam palet, because of the stringency, their property is palet, the yorshin, the heirs, can enjoy that property, the property of these individuals are not destroyed. However, v'hamurubim, we find that if a city is engaged in idol worship, or a majority, those individuals would receive, we said, a lighter punishment, which is besayif, which is hereg, they get killed by the sword. However, lefichaf, because of the leniency there, on the other flip side, the Torah actually provides a stringency. Lefichach mamonam aved, that as the Torah says, ha-charemota be'kol sherba, that all the property of these individuals, as we'll learn about in the coming Mishnah, is actually destroyed. So not only they're executed, but their property, all their possessions, are going to be destroyed. So Mishnah now learns. Now we learn Mishnah Hey, Hake Take Et. Well, the pasuk continues. Hake Et Kol Et Yoshvei Ha'ir Lefi Chariv. What's Hake Take Et? What's that come to include? We say Hachameret V'Hagamelet Ha'overet Mimakom Lakom Harei Ulumitzinota. what he's teaching us is if we have particular transport people who travel, so we've got a donkey driver or a camel driver that are, and they're passing through this particular city, and they're, importantly, they've been there for 30 days, then they're considered like the occupants of the city on both fronts, meaning they can end up saving the city from being defined as an irin dachat. So if the population is a minority of actual idol, that were engaged in idol worship, a majority that was engaged in idol worship, but these passing through caravan workers, if you like, actually took, if you include them in account, it makes the majority of the city, it makes the actually only a minority of people now who engage in idol worship, then actually save the city from being defined as an Eri Dachat. Interesting here, Kati says it also works the other way, that they can also switch the city to be a now majority of engage in idol worship and give the city a status of Irani Dachat. The Mishnah continues by continuing with the pasuk. It says, "Hacharem otav et kol asher ba." You've got to destroy the city and everything that's inside it. So Mishnah understand, Mikana mu, we understand, Nichsei tzadikim shebatocha, the tzadikim that weren't engaged in idol worship, we say that their property is ovdin, meaning the property that's within the city, their possessions are destroyed, because that's et kol asher ba. Shebechutzala, however, they've got possessions out of the city, that would be plaitin, that would be saved. However, v'shel resha'im, those people who engage in idol worship, that both their property, ben shebatucha, ben shechutzala, whether the possessions inside or outside the city, hare elo ovdim, that that'd be destroyed. The question is, Kikati cites Pin Rabbi Shimon. He says, why is it the Torah said that the property of the tzaddikim should be destroyed? And the answer is because it was that, meaning the property of the tzaddikim, their property that is located inside the city, and he answers is that what calls these tzaddikim to be live amongst these rishayim in a city that's dominated by avodah zarah, it must be that it was their possession, their money that kept them there. Consequently, their possession that's within the city, they are destroyed along with the city once it's given the status of irani dachat. Those are the Mishnah today.